Parshas Chayesoro, Beis Tfilo, Tovshin Einvov. Vayu Chayesoro. Meo Shono. Ve'esrim Shono. Ve'sheva Shonim. Again. Vayu Chayesoro. Meo Shono. Ve'esrim Shono. Singular. Ve'sheva Shonim. Plural. Ve'chaye Odom. In Chelek Aleph, Klal Aleph. Very beginning of the Chaye Odom. Talks how a person should do a mitzvah, should be done privately, not trying to seek attention and fame. The Chaye Odom quotes the Zohar. Says the Zohar, a person who merits to make himself small in this world, how big he will be in the world to come. And when the Rosh Hashiva would start the sugya of Chayesoro, he would say, Man diyu zo'ir, a person who makes himself small is big. And a person who makes himself big is small. Dichsiv vayu Chayesoro. Says the Zohar, Meah thinks herself is a big number. Says the Torah, Meah Shono. You're a small. But the Sheva looks himself as a small number. Says the Torah, Sheva Shonim. The plural is big. And says the Zohar, Tochozi, come and see. Dore Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elo Lede Azir. Hashem, who does he let grow? Who does he give greatness to? The small. Vloy Azir, and who does he make small? Elo Lede Rabbi, to people who make themselves big. And therefore says the Chaye Odom, he brings this medrash, this Zohar, a person should, when he does a mitzvah, should make himself small, meaning not try and attract the headlines and news. Continues to say, if it's a situation where you're forced to be noticed and you'll be getting fame, it's atzas hayetzer to not do the mitzvah because you're getting attention. That needs shikul hadas. But we need to try and make ourselves as small as possible in order that we'll be big. Perek of Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. Vavrom Zokein Bo Bayomim. Vashem Beirach Es Avrom Bakoil. Avrom getting old. Hashem blesses Avrom with everything. And now he starts the Chumash and tells us about the story of Yitzhak Shidduch. What's the connection? Ma Kesher Zokein Perach Avrom Bakoil. Rashi says Bakoil is Gematria Ben. Oh, he has a Ben. He has to go find him a Shidduch. There must be more to this, because first we know he has a son, and why'd have to scratch yourself for that way? The Torah tells us he has a son. He said Bakoil. Says the Nativ, in the Emek Dover, the Torah is explaining why Avram didn't go himself to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. Why did he send Eliezer? The Torah gives two reasons. Number one, Avram Zokein Bo Bayomim. He's getting old. To get up and leave, got a long journey. He's old. Number two. Let me just add something else in the Tzif says on this point. At the end of the Akedah, he gets told about Haran, that Haran has, his brother Haran had children, and Suel, and you get the whole, when the end of Rashi's parasha, we hear all the details, all the descendants of Haran, we get to Suel. Ask the Tzif, Avraham Avinu, who cared so much for his family, cared for Lot, looked after him, protected him. Why didn't he know this? Why wasn't he aware of his brother's descendants? Says the Nativ, because Avraham Avinu had been instructed, Lech lecha me'artzecha me'muladetecha me'beis avicha. Avraham was forbidden to have any connection with his old family. It was part of his growth. He had to disconnect from his past. That he wasn't allowed to go back, no family visits, and he wasn't even up to it with the family news and the mazel tov. Only after the Akedah that he completely became Kadosh. Now he was allowed to have a connection to his old family. Only now. That's why after that Akedah, now he's informed, he finds out about his family. And that's why only now could he go back to Haran, look for a wife in Yitzchak. Now he has a shus to go. So the Kumash Varon, he's a Zokin, he can't go anymore. Well, this is an interesting idea. A Baal Tshuva, a person who beginning steps, if he wants to be serious and be successful, there's a certain level. On a certain level, he has to be aleichlecha me'artzecha me'uladetecha beis avicha. If Avraham Avinu wasn't allowed to go back, so there's something we can learn from that as well. At least for the initial stage, if it's possible to try and be in a different world. Okay, so therefore he had rishus to go back because it's okay and he couldn't go. The second part of the pasuk is Hashem beirach Avraham b'kol. It's another reason why Avraham couldn't go himself. Because, what does it mean, Berach HaSavraham Bakol, says in the Tziv, he was busy. Avraham Avinu was from Gdolei Ador, he was the Nasi, and he was dealing with people all day. People were coming to him for help, for brachas, for tefillahs. He was helping them. He was Berach HaSavraham Bakol. He was involved with everyone. That he couldn't just shut down and travel and go to Haran and look for a wife. For Yitzchak, says the Nesiv, the Torah is telling us Tzidkas Avraham, that he cared for all the people. As great as he was, he had time and gave his time to other people. He didn't have time for his own son. Had to say to send Eliezer. He wasn't neglecting his son, but he couldn't go himself. And the Nesiv quotes a medrash over here. In Brachos Rabba, in Parsha Nun Tes, says the Medrash, Vashem Berech HaSavron Bakol. Bakol, he controlled his Yetzer. Bakol, he completely controlled his Yetzer Hara. What does that mean? Says the Nativ, Avraham Avinu was so great. He was a Nasi. He was the God Lador. Even a God Lador could fall with covet when it comes to relating to simple people. You're asking me stupid questions. Do you know who I am? I'm God Lador. Don't ask me, don't come to me for your stupid requests. God Lador will speak to important kings, I'll speak to leaders, but to the low class, to the simple people, it's not fitting anymore. Even a God Lador could fall with such comfort. Kamash Malon by Avraham Avinu, Hashem Berach Avraham Bakol, completely controlled his Yetzer, and he gave equal attention to big and small. There was no comfort whatsoever, and he was Bakol to every single person. He found time to help him. So that's Pshat in Hashmonah Esrei, says the Nativ. V'nafshi ka'ofor, la'kol tiyeh. What does that mean? That we should be soivo lakol, we should be bear the burden of everyone, ka'ofor. That we should have that nova to relate to everyone and bear their burden. Nafshi, that's what we daven for every day. Nafshi ka'ofor, which is the offer people stand on and tread on. Lakol tiyeh, for everyone, we should be able to have the koach to give everyone their respect and give everyone their need, even though it's on our expense. Same with Avraham Avinu, treated everyone equally, even though he was a Nasi, even though he didn't have time to go and find the shidduch for his own son. But that's what the Torah is teaching us. It's a lesson to give respect to other people, regardless of their level, who they are. And maybe you may feel a big gap between you, but we learn from Avraham Avinu to give cover to everyone. And we start the long story of it there. It's very long, how he travels, how he davened and was answered, met Rivka, and then Eliezer repeats the story over to Psuel, and the whole story is repeated again. It says Rashi in Pasuk Mem Beis, Perek of Dalet Pasuk Mem Beis, Yafes the chasan shall avdei avais mitayrasan shall bonim. We see that the stichosan, the words of the avdei avais, seem to be more precious than the Torah of the bonim himself, because she parsha shall Eliezer kfula b'Torah, it's doubled. V'har be'gufei Torah lo initnu ela v'remiza. Many halachas are just given in a remez, and here the stichas avais is so. We elaborate so much. What's the reason? What is behind this chazal? What is the Torah teaching us? Rashi, in Pasuk Gamatez, when Eliezer asked Avram, "Ulai lo yiseilech ha'isha?" Avram says, "Go and find an isha and ask Eliezer. But maybe she won't come. Shall I take your son there?" And it's written without the vav. Ulai can be read as Eli. Says Rashi, Bas hoisa loy l'Eliezer. Eliezer also had a daughter. He's looking for an excuse. Shayim el Avram lifnoi seilov last year bitay. So Eliezer was asking him, okay, what happens if the plan A doesn't work out? Okay, can we talk about plan B? Can I instigate the plan B? No, maybe if that doesn't work out, I have my own daughter. Would you like to consider that? And Avram answers him very bluntly. Says Avram, B'ni Baruch, V'ata Oru, V'ein Oru Medabik V'Baruch. I'm first class, you're fourth class, I'm Baruch, you're cursed, forget it. Ow. If that would happen today, there's no question, you'd be sued. Hatred, racism, you name it. So what was Eliezer's reaction? Now he offered his own daughter the shidduch, he gets completely repelled. So, how did Eliezer react?
Was the Suel better than Eliezer?
Apparently so.
Really?
You see? That's what Ron wanted. He didn't want Eliezer.
Eliezer was
it Spachas Ovi?
Good Midos, good Chesed.
Uh-huh. Orem Baruch. There's nothing to talk about.
Who was with this agent? Wasn't Eliezer?
There's nothing. That's much better than being getting married with the Shvarta. Forget it. Nothing to talk about. Everything's better than that.
Your
Oru, he's Baruch.
Why?
We cannot speak.
Why is Eliezer so bad?
It's the Yichus. We're from a Rebbe's family. We're the son of all the Rebbe's. Forget it. En Maradaber. So, how does Eliezer respond? He's been slapped on his face. Right? How does he respond? No, what happened? What does Eliezer do? Goes forward, and the Torah elaborates how Eliezer went ahead and did the mission to his best. He's looking for Isha. He davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I want to find the right wife for Yitzchak the best he can. This unbelievable Shviras HaMidos. Instead of being offended and hurt and broken, Eliezer understands a no is a no, and now he goes to find the Isha of Yitzchak. There's incredible Shviras HaMidos over here. What's the result? When Lavan sees Eliezer, Vayomer, Boy Baruch Hashem. Lavan greets Eliezer and says, Baruch Hashem. Says the Medrash. Who is the Baruch Hashem? It's Eliezer. And he became a Baruch. Al Yedei Shesheres Oisei Tzadik Bemuna Yotzo Miklar Oru Baruch Bechal Baruch. What, by Eliezer doing what he did, he was helping Avraham so much, he changed and he turned into a Baruch. Baruch Hashem. Oh, right. This is after he just missed. He just missed it. He became into a Baruch. That's what Medrash says. Baruch Hashem, Eliezer changed. Now, Eliezer, who was Eliezer? The Torah describes him in Perek Tesvav as Damesek Eliezer. What does Damesek Eliezer stand for? Say Chazal, Bota, and Rashi. Doile umashke toiras mitoiras Avram lachirim. Eliezer was full of Avram's Torah. But what was Eliezer? Oru. It didn't help him. What changed Eliezer to be a Baruch? Midas. The Torah of Eliezer wasn't enough. He had all of Avram's Torah. Avram was Rosh Hashiva. It didn't change Eliezer. But the Shviras HaMidos, that's what changed Eliezer. Says of Chaskel Levenstein, this is Yofes Lichosin Shal Ovois Me'avdi Ovois Yoytem Mitarosin Shal Boni. What's Yofes? Because don't think that you can just have Torah. Torah without good Midos isn't going to help you. That's what we're learning here, that you have to have the good Midos, the Shviras HaMidos, the Midos HaTovois. That's what we're learning from Avdi Ovais. And that's why Torah elaborates so much. Because it's vital. There's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Vav. Toiv Rosh, Hoylech Besumoy. A poor man who goes betmimus is better min Ikeish Drochim Vu Ashir. Is better than a rich man who goes in crooked ways. A poor man who's straight is better than a rich man who's crooked, says Rashi. What poverty are we referring to? Says Rashi, Oni B'Torah. And Oni B'Torah, who is B'tzmimus, is better than an Ashir who is crooked. Which Ashir? The opposite of the Oni. If the Oni is B'Torah, who's the Ashir? The Torah. So initially, Shlomi HaMelech is telling us, and even you're an Oni B'Torah, but you're Yashar, you're better, and you have an Oshi in Torah, but you're crooked in your ways. Same concept. Torah without good Midos is missing. That's Yofes, Yichasen, Shalav, the Yovah, Yisayisim, Yitrasen, Shabonim. The Torah itself, could be written in a short way, but the midas, the way to behave, that's yofer, that the Torah elaborates for, because that's a necessity for the Torah. Am Yisrael is going through very difficult times. We suffer very much from our cousins, the Bnei Yishmael. They kill us, they stab us. But what's more painful is, what's more painful than the killings and the stabbings is how they twist things around. And they make the victims to be attackers and the attackers to be victims. Unbelievable. Right? The mamash, the sheker that they project, they give out. That's more painful than what anything else they do. They can fire missiles on a million civilians, Jewish civilians, and Nebuch, and everyone cries for them. They show how they miskinim, and we attack them. The whole thing twisted around. Rabbeinu, I found the Rambam in Igeras Teiman. Tells us about Yishmael, and he has a message from this week's parasha, from Parashas Chayesoro. Now, what to take out the Rambam is not a discussion for the Shir. It's beyond my scope, what I know, what I can say. But it's good to know the Rambam. I mean, is it applicable today or not? That's a different discussion. But it's good to know this Rambam. The Rambam in Geras Teiman was writing in a Geras to give comfort to the Jews of Yemen. The Jews of Yemen were suffering from the Muslim authorities, plus they had the Mashiach, the only Mashiach Sheker, a guy claimed he was Mashiach. It was becoming very dangerous because he said we need to get up and go and rebel. So the Rama writes in Igeres, and he says the following: I want you to know, my brother, that we, because of our sins, we're stuck with the nation of Yishmael. Shloi omdu al Yisrael, umo yoyse oyeves mimeno. Never have we had a nation who are more of our enemies than them. Shloi umo shehiro betachis hara, doing bad to us. The daldel oisano, lehakdin oisano, velim oisano, kamoyim. And we have to bear their lies, even though it's more than we can bear, more than we can stand. And how do we know we have to bear their lies? And he quotes our parasha, Chayesoro. Where are you going to find this in Parashas Chayesoro? At the very end of Chayesoro, we learn about the descendants of Yishmael. In Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Yud Dalet. So we're given a list of the names, and there's a pasuk of three words, three names: Umishma, Veduma, Umasa. These are three of the names of the descendants of Yishmael. Says the Rambam, quoting a Chazal, Umishma, Veduma, Umasa is a remez for Shma. Mishma is Shma, listen. Duma is remez for Doim, be quiet. Umasa is so, means to bear the burden. If you hear their lies, keep quiet and bear it. That's what Chazal is teaching us. And he says, Kozman chan reitfim shleimam. We try and run after their peace. They respond by our peace by waging war. כמו שאומר דוד המלך, אני שלום וכי אדבר המה למלחמה. I want peace. When I speak, they come to me with war. Okay. Interesting to know. So it's not a new story of the lies of you speak peace and they come with Muhammad. It's not a new story. The Rambam is instructing them to bear it, hear it, and be quiet and not respond. What's the lamaisa from this? That's not for me to say. But that was definitely what he was instructing in Yadu's Teiman, that they have to be quiet and acknowledge and accept it. Hashem should help us. In the Eliezer goes and meets Rivka, and he then meets Lavan and Psuel in Perichov Dadad Pasuk Nun. Vayan Lavan and Psuel Vayemru Me Hashem Yotza Hadavar. You know, I see the Siyata Dishmaya, the Ashgocha, it's Me Hashem. There's nothing we can't be involved for good or for bad, because it's Mashem. Hine Rivka lefonecho kach velech. Take Rivka. Amazing. They're recognizing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they can't be involved, not for good and not for bad, because Hashem is running the show. A marshal has said, a guy sees a train steaming ahead. Is he going to try and push it? Is he going to try and help it? It's going by itself. It's racing. It's racing so fast. Nothing you can do about it. It doesn't need your help. So they recognize that Kosh Boko is running the show. Amazing. Eliezer sleeps over. And the next day, Eliezer says, please send me. I need to go. No, one second. Maybe she wait a year. Maybe she wait 10 months. What happened to her father? Why is it Imo v'achel, her mother and brother and her brother? What happened to her father? Says Rashi, Upsul eichon oya, oya roitze la'akev, ubo malach v'misoi. Psul wanted to. He wanted to prevent Eliezer from taking her. Everyone knows the story. He's put down Baal HaTurim. You see over there how Vayosem, he tried to put a poison in Eliezer's food. The Baal switched it around. He got the poison. What's going on? How could it be? Yesterday, they were saying, Hashem Yotzah Adavar. They recognized from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is it just afterwards, the next day, they're playing games and trying to prevent the plan from happening? How could that be? If they recognize from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they say, Hashem Yotzah Adavar, Lo Nuchal Adaber Ra'al Toiv. So they recognize from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, we can't be involved, for good or for bad. So what happens? Why are they trying to begin? Why do they try and do bad afterwards? The answer is, it's a lesson. I have to recognize the danger. If a person acquires an Nesoirus, you could lose it. You get inspired with something, you grow in something, you don't keep it, you could lose it. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz said after the Six-Day War, everyone was so impressed with the Nisim. You don't make a kinyan on it, you lose it. And excitement wears off, and we're back to normal. Nothing happened. An ace, Tabit Shemesh Gimel. Two Arabs, they could have killed some people. Everyone gets excited. And then, back to normal. That's life. And the same thing with Lavan and Psuel. They had the Soros, they recognized it. They even said, Kach Velech. They even recognized it. Take her now. But by next day, they're back to the old way. It was the old soil, old Lavan, And the message for us is that we have to be kept for ourselves. That we have a chizuk in something. You have to make a kinyan on it. Make sure it's going to stay. Because otherwise, it will evaporate. In Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Samach Beis, Yitzchak, when he meets Rivka, Yitzchak bo miboi leber lechai roi. Yitzchak is coming from the ber lechai roi v'yoyshev Eretz HaNegev. Have we ever met this ber lechai roi before? Has this place appeared in the Chumash? Does it ring a bell? Great. Hogan Yishmo. Hogan without Yishmo. Just Hogan. The first time. Says the Sforno. Where was Yitzchak going? He was going to Davin. Vispalel b'mokoyim sheboi nishmo tzvila shivchosi. Yitzchak was looking to Davin. He chose the place where the shivcha, Hagar, was answered. Because you go back to Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, Ki shoma Hashem elon yech. The Malach tells her, Hashem has heard your tfila. The Targum says, on yech is tzilusi. It's a place where Hagar davened and was answered. Therefore Yitzchak chose his tefillah to go to that place. What was so powerful about Hagar's tefillah? It had an impact on the even on the Mokoyim. As my Rosh Yeshiva would say, Chaim Kamil, because the tefillah of Hagar was a tefillah of a Lev Nishbar. Was a tefillah of Zayakas Hagal. She felt so terrible. Sorrow was making her life miserable. And she had to run away. A tefillah of a broken heart is so powerful. It can have an impact on the place becomes Kodesh. Now Yitzchak goes to look for his tefillah, he goes to Ber Lechai Roi. That's the tefillah of a broken heart. Of a Lev Nishbar. Continues as far now. But look what happens. When Yitzchak was davening, he was davening for a zibug. What was really happening? Before he davened, what was happening? Rivka was already on the way. Before he davened, he wasn't aware of it, but his cell phone wasn't working. He didn't get the messages. But Rivka was already on the way. Says the Sforno. Umikoidim shenispalel kva nishlam ha'inyone b'chora. Even before he started the davening, it was already set up. V'kor v'ishto lova, his wife was on the way. Aderech terem ikru v'ani ane. There's a korach ha'tfilah that's so strong. Hashem will answer you even before you daven. It's such a korach ha'tfilah. Even before you start, Hashem has already answered. So that's a message. A person could choose. A person has a tzorah. There's a koach. You should recognize we have a koach of a Lev Nishbar, of Zakas Hadal. It's a koach. Something we need to utilize. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Aleph talks about the midas of a person. Some people have a tendency to be extreme in one way. Some people have a tendency to get very angry. Some people have a tendency to be very calm. In every midah, the extremes. Says the Rambam, what's the right way? It's Derech HaEmtza. So that was the way of Avraham Avinu. To be in the middle. Derech HaBeinoni is the Derech. That's the way to be. So what does that mean? Compromise. So what does that mean? We're supposed to compromise on our deals. We always be in the middle. Politically correct. Is that what it means? says the Chazon Ish Nigros that emes and kitzoniut go together. Truth and extremism go together. Whoever doesn't want to be extreme, he's a sheker, a checker. Chazon Ish Nigros in Chelek Gimel. Emes has to be with extreme. Because if it's emes, there's no limits to emes. So what does it mean, Derech HaEmtza? So what does Rama mean? It means that a person has to have the ability, the flexibility, to use different midas. A person can't be stuck with one midah. I'm always good, I'm always nice, I'm always angry. Can't be stuck, have a midah kavur. Derech HaEmtza means to have the ability and the flexibility to use counter things, counter midas of yourself. That's derech. It's not compromises, it's flexibility to use, switch into, to tap into different midas. Sometimes if anger is necessary and he's a mechor, you make a mechor. Sometimes being giving in is necessary, you can do that. That's what's called Derech HaEmtza. The Maharal says MS is comprised of Aleph, that's one extreme of the Aleph base. Sof is the other extreme, and the Mem is in the middle. It's the ability to use all the extremes. That's the middle. It's a sheker. It's all together. You're stuck together. Shin Kuf Reish, it's in a mess, and it's stuck together. And why is Avram called Derech HaEmtza? Because Avram used counter midas. He was a chesed. All of a sudden, he was told, listen to your wife. And your wife says, I want you to throw a hooker out. If he does it, Bach Zorius throws hooker out, throws Yishmol out. So, what's necessary to have the Derech HaEmtza? What's needed? How do you know when to use what? That's you need Yirah Shamayim. Yirah Shamayim, you're looking what Hashem wants. So once you recognize what Hashem wants, you know how to use the counter midas. It's not yourself. You know, I like doing chesed. I feel good about it. So I'm always going to choose the chesed side. The same thing with Yitzhak and Rivka. Yitzhak was din. And what happened? His son came and stole the brachas. He discovers that Yaakov stole the brachas. In Midas HaDin, Yaakov deserves a slap on his face, over his face, and a big curse. A chutzpah, you came to steal my brachas. What happens? In a flash, Yitzhak recognizes that was the right thing. Boom! He says, Gam Baruch Hiya. He wasn't stuck to his din. He had the flexibility of using things which are counter to himself, his din, his gvura. And in one sec he recognizes and accepts it. Yaakov as well. He was MS, but boom, he could have the flexibility when necessary to use Sheker. He's contrary to his Teva. That's Derech HaEmtza, had the ability, the flexibility to use all the middles. So I saw in the Sefer Siach Yitzchak, of Yitzchak Yochum Bordiansky, points out, in this week's parasha, another level. In this week's parasha we have that. Eliezer chooses Rivka by Chesed because Ruya he about his Chesed to enter the Beis Avram. Understand? Who's Rivka to marry? Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Midas Adin. What does Chesed have to do with Yitzchak? He says Ruya about his Chesed to enter Beis Avram. Very nice, but it's for Yitzchak, not for Avram. So he points out. Part of the help us to be balanced. If we have a spouse. The spouse, the Ezer Kenegdoi, who have, comes with countermeasures sometimes, helps us to be balanced. Avram liked Ishmael. It was Sarah who balanced him out. Yitzchak and Esav, was Rivka who balanced him out. And therefore Yitzchak with the din had the chesed of Rivka. And therefore it's recognizing that perhaps people think, oh, my wife, she always thinks different than me. Why didn't she agree with me? Why do you always argue? And why do you always have different opinions? This is the Ezer connector. The Ezer connector is to help us be flexible, not to get stuck in a certain way, a certain middle. So we hear a different opinion. And together, work out and have the ability to use the right middle at the right time. Yeshua Koyach, thank you very much. Our next year we'll be discussing a kvura. Can a person choose not to be buried? Can a person choose to be burnt? Can a person donate organs when he dies? That will be our next year, B'zad Hashem, in 5 minutes' time. Yeshua Koyach.